Well, happy Friday, DriveCast listeners. This is Pastor Jeff, one of the Lewis Center pastors, welcoming you to almost the weekend. And most of you are aware that Friday happens to be our off-topic day. We jump around a little bit on Fridays. And so I want to look at a couple verses in Romans as we take up the topic today of righteousness. And you know, righteousness is one of those things as a Christian that I struggled with for a long time because I just thought that it was based upon my right doing. And it took me a while to learn that it was based entirely on Jesus's right doing. You know, our Christianity's, it's not about doing right to become righteous. It's all about believing right. Believing right in Jesus to become righteous. I mean, it took me a while to realize that I've been conditioned to associate being blessed with doing right. And a lot of belief systems are based on a system of merit where you have to fulfill certain requirements. And it sounds really noble and self-sacrificial, and that appeals to our flesh. And it makes us feel like that our good works is what earns us our righteousness. But you know, God isn't looking at my nobility and your nobility or sacrifices or good works to justify you and me. He's only interested in Jesus's humility on the cross. God looks at his son's perfect sacrifice at Calvary to justify you, to justify me. And that's what makes us righteous. And before we get into a couple of verses in Romans, I wanted to share a story with you that originated from the city of Rome. There's a cathedral there called St. John's. And in it, there's this ancient staircase on which visitors will climb painfully step by step on their knees, reciting prayers as they go up. And on two or three of the stairs, there's a covering of plate glass through which can be seen red stains. And at these plate glass covered steps, visitors bend over from their knees and they kiss the glass over the stains. Why do you think they do that? Well, tradition has it that this staircase came from Pontius Pilate's hall in Jerusalem. And these holy stairs, they're renowned because it's believed that Jesus Christ stepped on them during his passion, and that the stains are from the blood of the Lord. And these stairs were relocated from Jerusalem to Rome in 326. And it goes without saying, archaeology and architecture, they would really never accept this claim as fact. But the tradition has it that Martin Luther, the architect of the Protestant Reformation, he was ascending the so-called Pontius Pilate staircase on his knees. And while he was performing this superstitious act, again, to earn righteousness, he heard the words coming out of Romans chapter 1, verse 17, "The just shall live by faith." And he rises in amazement from his knees, and he feels silly at the thought of how far people would go to work their way into God's favor to get righteousness. And so here's where I want to share the two verses in Romans that helped birth the Protestant Reformation. Romans chapter 1, 16 and 17 reads, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, but the just," or the righteous, "shall live by faith." Now, I don't know about you, but I'm grateful that we Christians live today by faith, and not by crawling up staircases on our knees to try to ascend to God to earn our own righteousness. And this is a transformational truth for me, and it takes me from fear to freedom, because I know with confidence today that the gospel of Christ is the power of God. It's that transforming power, that strengthening power, that comforting power that reinforces for me and for you that God sees us as righteous, not because of superstitious works, but because of the blood of Jesus. You know, 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "For he, God, made him Christ to be sin for us who knew no sin, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him." So friends, let that thought wash over you today. If you're a Christian, God sees you as righteous today. Why? Because of the sacrificial death that Jesus died for us. So let's take a second and thank him for that. I mean, you can show gratitude to Jesus this morning by saying simply something like this: Lord Jesus, thank you for the gift of salvation in my life. And no matter how I feel, that you see me today as righteous. Help me, Lord, to remember the fact today that I am the righteousness of God in you, no matter what comes my way. Amen. So thanks for tuning in today. Hope to see you back with us for Monday's DriveCast. Have a great weekend, and God bless.